D.C.'s R&B station is undoubtedly Magic 102.3. You're rocking with the D.C. girl, April Watts. And this week, I'll tell you, just keeps getting better and better for me. Yesterday, I had John Legend. And today, I've got the man with the song that everybody is singing, Jaheim. Hey, babe, what's going on?
Whoa, I'm tired of playing around. Come on, April, let's settle down.
You better stop it.
I love you, you love me, that's the way it's gotta be. And we're gonna be united, you and I.
Oh, my God.
102.3. What's going on with you, baby?
Well, now I need somebody to come cool me off. You doing all this in the middle of the day. You better stop it, Jaheim, before you get me in trouble.
What's your fault?
All right, man. Let's get straight into it. Let's talk about the album, Appreciation Day. It's in stores, on iTunes, everywhere you can get a CD or some music. It's available. Tell me about the title. What's behind it?
What's behind the title? Appreciation Day was named titled Appreciation because I simply appreciate what you do, all radio, all my fans, all the women in the universe, and the whole galaxy. I love what y'all do for me, man. Like, I just sat around and realized that I never had to worry about paying a bill or eating any type of food that I wanted. You made all this possible for me. And
wow.
In return, I had to get my butt in the studio and get back on my ding. You know, I lost my grandmother to cancer, so that 3-year loss was a 3-year gain for me. I had time to spend with my family and give my family a piece of something that they've been missing. And I gave the world 13 years of my life.
Mm.
So it was a good thing to spend time with the family. But Appreciation Day came from all of that. I sat around all that time and I said, man, I miss you. I got to get back out of here.
We definitely, definitely miss you. And we're so glad that you're back. Now, back in 2002, you had an anthem with Fabulous. Everybody loved it. And you just seem to have this formula for the anthems, because now every cougar in Cougarville, including me, is loving you for
girl,
your
you
new.
You a kid.
I like that. But everybody, like every woman of age, should I say, really appreciates that song. So I'm going to get a little bit nosy. I want to get up in your B.I. right now. Did you
Before
have
you
a
that,
muse?
I always tell you women that you're only as old as you feel.
I know that's right. And I stopped counting at 25, boo.
You look like you're 25.
Thank you so much. But I want to know, what was the specific inspiration for the song? Was it one person, or was it just your observation of women in the world?
Oh, and even the fact that the inspiration of that was, you know, the older you get, the better you look. You like Benjamin Buttons. And I lost her love because she felt as though I didn't tell her every day how beautiful she looked. And people would walk down the street and say, girl, you look good. But, you know, I used to take 1,000 pictures of her every day. She just didn't get it. She was the love of my life. And, you know, I just wanted her to know, and all you women to know, that you're fine the way you are. You know, you don't have to change nothing. The older you get, you got it.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we got you. We want everybody to go out and get the new CD, Appreciation Day. Jaheim, I do have to take a break to pay some bills right now, so do you think you can hang around with me for just a little bit?
Oh, it's okay.
All right, it's okay. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Jaheim. I'm April, and this is Magic 102.3.
It's a TJMS Morning Flashback.
DC's R&B station is Magic 102.3. I'm April, back with Jaheim. Now, Ja, we've been talking about your album, Appreciation Day. We've been talking about the hit single, Age Ain't a Factor. Let's get into talking about that video. It's really hot. It's airing on Essence.com, and you've got all the heavy hitters up in there.
Yeah, I was blessed to have the lovely Vivica A. Fox, the Ghetto Barbie, and Lisa Ray McCoy. You know, me and her go back, so She's always been my sweetheart. And Cynthia Barry was just, oh, man, she's fabulous. They all are fabulous, you know. Give it up for the ladies, everybody. Yeah,
yes, yes. Round of applause for the beautiful ladies.
Girl, you look like a new piece of candy.
And you got to play photographer. How was it making the video?
It was nice, man, because I got a chance to show that I can act a little bit. And it's not over yet. That's just the first episode. We're doing 10 different episodes of movie making and video.
Oh, wow.
Type thing, you know what I mean? In reality, but it's going to be in reality, so it's going to be all real. I'm having fun.
All right, sounds good to me. And in the next song, which is the sequel to AJ and a Factor, Baby Times 3, you're going to have Cynthia and Peter in that video, right?
Baby, 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 I'll be right by you. Baby, I'll be right by you.
John, yeah, you got to stop it.
Peter and Cynthia, man, they're such a lovely couple, man. And they embrace me, showed a lot of love, and vice versa, man. I'm here for them, and that's just how it is, you know.
That's a really, really good thing. I'm going to have to let you go soon, which I don't want to do. But before I do that, I promise my social media family that I will ask one social media question. So my Facebook friend, Patricia Williams, wants to know, who is your dream collaboration? Who do you want to work with that you haven't?
Well, for the record, though, this album has no collaborations on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to showcase Jaheim. And I would say, back to the question, who would I like to work with? I'm aiming for the stars, man. I would love to work with Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker.
Yeah, sounds good to me. You're a soul man. You come with that real R&B and those power vocals, so I could definitely see you on a track with any of them. Patti, Aretha, Gladys Knight. I would love to hear you with Gladys Knight.
I'm sorry, Gladys. I didn't mean to leave Gladys. I was at Gladys's restaurant, and I told them to tell Gladys that I was looking for her, and that you know, next time I come here and she ain't here, I'm going to steal all the chicken.
All right, Jaheim, I'm so happy for you. We want everybody to go get Appreciation Day and tell us the tour dates, because I know you're coming to town, right?
Yes, the tour dates is actually, I don't have the dates offhand, but I just got the list yesterday. And all because of the album, I didn't have a chance to look at it. But late October, the date, the tour was shut off. And JaheimMusic.com. Jaheim Music at AtlanticRecords.com. You can also check me out, Official Jaheim, at Twitter and what's the other one? Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jaheim. We wish you all the best, babe. And all of D.C. will be at your concert when you hit our town, okay?
All right, babe.
Thank you, man. Congratulations.